So before we're at fracking night, the day, the election day, you know, it's just this, it's the last, it's the, there's already been early voting. It's the day of election. I was working the Denia. I live in the Denia neighborhood. I was working the Denia poll site. And it's just that last, it's just, you know, till 7 p.m. where you can just talk to every voter that's walking in and just really hope that they vote for the ban. And based off of that, like gauging people going in that would be like, thumbs up, like, I'm with you, or like, yeah, I know, I got it. It's like starting to feel optimistic, like, I think we're gonna win. But knowing how high, you know, like not wanting to get too confident or cocky, or like not wanting to let yourself believe
it's
it.
It's kind
know?
Of a kind of a an informal exit poll.
Yeah, I was like, I think maybe I was getting really positive responses, you know. But I know that if maybe I was like poll watching in a different neighborhood or at Robeson Ranch or something, I probably wouldn't be getting the same responses. But so I was like starting to get like a little optimistic, but not wanting to let myself feel that way. And then just like everyone else, I went to Dan's Silverleaf, which is where the party was. Yeah, that's what I remember, just being very cautious. And actually, I do think, if I actually do think about it, I think I showed up a little bit late, because if the news was the other way, I don't think I was ready. So I was at Dan's Silverleaf when the official, like, Den has banned for backing had happened, but they had already released some results, you know what I mean? So I knew like which way it was leaning before I went there, because I didn't want to be around everyone if it was like y'all lost, you know. So yeah. It was like, so I remember showing up at Dan's and being with everyone and being really happy and freaking out that we banned fracking. And because I do environmental activism and was part of other campaigns that weren't just this fracking ban, I have a lot of friends that live around Texas and the country that, you know, we're also following the issue from far away.
It was so, an international news story.
Right. So I remember posting it on Facebook, like, we want to ban fracking, and just getting all these positive response from people that lived all over and not just my friends in Denton.